Which one?
The one that has the agenda and everything packed.
Okay, so that.
And I guess I can try to find it on my phone.
I got it right here. Tell me your email.
You know what? I think I've got it on my phone.
Oh, okay. What's wrong?
This is the time set for the Planning Commission meeting for September 11th, 2018 at 6 p.m. We will begin the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join Commissioner Spahr, who will lead us. Please rise.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will begin with agenda item number one. Are there any conflicts by any of the commissioners?
No.
There being none, we will go to item two, which is approval of the July 10th, 2018 regular minutes, meeting minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes? There being none, is there a motion to
approve? Chairman, I move that we approve the July 10th, 2018 regular minutes.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Item number three is approval of the August 14th, 2018 regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes, additions, or corrections to those minutes?
We need to remove Douglas Mandel's name from being in attendance on that one.
Okay. He's no longer with us. He used to be a commissioner. He's no longer on the commission. Okay. Is there a second for that?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All in favor of approving the minutes as amended, say aye.
I'll make a motion to approve. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as amended. Or August 14th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Item number four. This is a public hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to consider a request for zoning designations for six unincorporated Weber County islands that are to be annexed into Roy City.
Oh, I was going to say, where's the applicant? Oh, that's me.
Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
He's sitting in your chair.
It's a long day. As mentioned, this is the public hearing for the Planning Commission to make a recommendation for the zoning designations for these six islands within that are unincorporated islands within Roy City. On the map that you see, these are kind of the islands that are there. We got one on 4000. It encompasses two properties, and I'm not going to be able to say how many properties are in the others because I can't count that high that quickly. Area 2, I believe, has 12. Area 3, and then 4 has 2, 5 has 8, and then Area 6. Altogether, there's 182 property owners within that. As you know, months ago, the Weber County Commission had passed an ordinance to allow. Let me back up even farther. 2016, Roy City tried to incorporate all these islands. At the time, there were nine. It was under the old statutes within the state. Each island had the ability to protest to be removed out of that request to annex in. Three of the islands did not and were annexed into the city. Can't remember the senator's name, Buxton. Okay, Senator Buxton Following that, presented a bill for the state legislation to look at and to amend the zoning, or not the zoning, but the annexation laws, that if there are areas that are unincorporated that are surrounded by cities and met some criteria, and then and if the county commission deems it so, then the cities could annex them in. So Weber County Commission passed an ordinance allowing the cities within Weber County to annex these islands in. You had to have that recommendation from the commission before the cities could annex those in. Ogden has already, I believe, passed theirs for a lot of their unincorporated islands. Theirs does not go into effect until January 1st of 2019, and that's what Roy is going to follow as well. Most of that is mainly for tax purposes, so the county, it's easier for them to have a hard date of when taxes are paid to the county alone and taxes to the city. So last Tuesday, the city council passed a resolution with the intent to annex, which is again required by state law, and then we're, planning commission is supposed to recommend zoning designations. So within the future land use map, as you see here, it kind of highlights areas of where it should be, kind of given the planning commission and staff some direction of what these islands could be in sense of when they develop. Area one is more unique than the rest. It's the only one that's non-residential. So recommendations would be for it to be light manufacturing, very similar to the future land use map recommendations. The others are residential in nature. Area two is to be low density, well, they call it low density. Areas 3, 4, and 5 are to be medium density, and area 6 has a split of low and medium density. As we were looking at especially the residential, again, area 1 is unique enough in itself. Within a manufacturing zone, it's very similar to commercial. There's no lot size requirements, there's no lot widths and what have you. So the size of the properties, they are what they are. They would conform with any subdivision ordinance that we have and or zoning. So there's no non-conformities for lot size, lot widths, or anything for them. Most of it came down to uses in them, and very similar to the residential. I'll get to the uses in a second. The areas 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, staff looked at them and said, okay, what's the existing zoning in Weber County? Do we have a zone comparable to that in Roy? Yes and no. We started looking at uses. Jacqueline Thompson and myself really looked at, okay, what does the county allow? What does the city allow? And again, I'll get a little more into that because that's what's going to create some of these things. So I looked at lot size, lot widths, to try to make it so it was comparable to what the county allowed and what the city had. So when you look at zoning, the zoning map here kind of shows you what's around it. Again, area one has light manufacturing to the north, to the south, to the west on part of it, but not to the east. But you do have a barrier there of a buffer, so to speak, of the railroad track. So even though light manufacturing right next to residential, there is a significant buffer in between. The rest of them, again, would be residential in nature. Now, with the research that myself and Jacqueline did and looking at it, it came to really, we need to create a zone and have a designation that accommodates what Weber County allows, but still falls into Roy. So when you're looking at it, especially not so much a lot area 2, but 3 and 6, some of them are zoned what Weber County calls RE15, and some are zoned A1. Well, Roy City doesn't have an agricultural zone. The only thing we have equivalent to is what we call RE20, which allows for farm animals, which allows for other things that are agricultural in a sense, but still a city. Lot size of 40,000 square feet in the A1, lot width of 150, and then you've got setbacks and what have you. The RE15 county, again, at 15,000 square feet, 100-foot frontage, and then the setbacks. When we compared it to what the city had within the RE20, some of those properties in Area 3 and in Area 6 don't meet 20,000 square feet, don't meet 100-foot street frontages. So not wanting to have several dozen non-conforming lots in lot width or lot area, which, I mean, it wouldn't preclude them from existing as homes and residents and preclude them from doing the things that they have, but it doesn't always look good when a real estate agent, when they're getting ready to sell, saying, hey, can you give me the zoning on this? And you say it's this, and they say, well, I don't have 20,000 square feet. And then you've got to put a designation on it that it's non-conforming. So when we looked at that, it says, okay, can we create an RE15 on a city side that allows those type of uses in the RE20 of the city? So farm animals, even though it's not RE20 like rest of the city that has those designations, but those type of uses were allowed in Weber County in that same zone. So trying to compromise and to be able to bring it to where very few nonconformities will exist when we bring them over, the creation of a new zone seemed more and more important, more and more prevalent to do. So staff, along with Jacqueline, we kind of went through it. The only caveat on this, on the first table, that I'll let you guys decide, is lot width. So minimum square footage is 15,000. Setbacks were very comparable. Front yard 30, rear yard 30. That's what RE20 does in the Roy zone. Roy, for side yard setback, just said 10 feet on both sides, where Weber says 10 feet on one, 14 on the other. So even if they have more and we just say 10 feet, there's not going to be any nonconformities on that aspect. And then you go down the list of building, not building size, but accessory buildings, locations, and have you, we were able to create it without big issues. But again, the bigger issues was uses. What can I do with my property that I'm doing in Weber County? And if I get annexed, can I do that in Roy? And I believe, and Jacqueline can talk about it a little bit more, for the most part, I'd probably say 90-95%, those uses are just going to transfer over. And again, there's going to be some non-conformities, but not non-conforming lots or non-conforming structures, non-conforming uses. So they may have more horses than we would allow. But again, if it's legal in Weber County, Roy's going to accept it. So if there are 15 here and you can have four horses on the property and they have six, they're going to have six. And they're going to have that non-conforming or grandfathering right for six. Now that does transfer with the property, not the property owner. So if I have six horses on it and I sell it to say, Commissioner Collins, he's going to be able to guarantee six horses as long as he doesn't surpass that one period time frame that the state statutes say, that if it's vacant or abandoned for that period of time, then those rights are lost. So if I sell it with rights of six horses, he buys it, he can put six horses on it, and so on and so on and so on, as long as those right or those that issue wasn't voluntarily removed for longer than a year. If it is, then it just reverts back to what the underlying zone says you can have. So nonconformities, yeah, it sounds bad, and some real estate agents kind of cringe and like to put other words in front of it. It just allows for what's existing to continue. Like if you go down 1900 West, as you hit towards 6000, there's two single family homes. One's lost its rights as a single family because it's been abandoned for 4 years, and one's still lived in. Residential units aren't allowed in the zone, but they have the right to continue as, sell it as a single-family home until it's abandoned or removed voluntarily. So those rights will still exist. So I thought Jacqueline and I really looked at it and said, okay, what can be allowed? What do we want? How can we do it? Just to make sure most of the issues transferred over. There are a few things that it was wording that was different. So they have public utility stations and we have a major or minor public utility. So some things for, you know, words didn't transfer over, but the uses were still there. Some uses in Weber County were conditional or they're permitted in Roy. Again, making it a little easier if they want to, if they have large enough land, especially in Area 6, which has, you know, several acres on some of those properties, if they wanted to develop, they could develop it, you know, a little differently. So staff is not only recommending RE15 on areas 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, but also recommending a new zone be created to be put in the books to reflect that those areas. Again, the uses, and I'm sorry, it's really small on the screens. If you want a copy, let me know and I can email them off to you.
I have extra copies if anyone wants one.
And I'm, you know, we're not here to hide anything. I just wanted to put them on, and they're legal or long size, and I have it horizontal, so had to make them fit. But again, we tried to make everything that they were allowed could transfer over. Again, there's some things like you had to have so many acres to have a chinchilla farm. Well, I think there was only one that maybe could, but doesn't now. So some things that we just didn't bring over. So staff's recommendation would be to recommend for Area 1 light manufacturing. And I haven't been able to sit down with the two gentlemen that own those properties, but I believe they're just auto repair,
right,
which is allowed in the light manufacturing zone. So I'm hoping I've got his use issue resolved. There are a few other things that I know he's got that we can sit down and resolve and do, but as a zoning use, I think we've got it. He can come up and kind of talk about a few things and we can look at it as well. And then areas 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 to be RE15 with the creation of that new zone. Any questions? There's a long spill.
So I just want to be clear. The question before us isn't whether or not to incorporate these islands. It's simply to designate a zone.
To recommend a zoning designation.
So that if or when that annexation actually occurs, then we would have the zoning in place for them.
Correct. The council cannot act on any annexations or rezones without a recommendation from this body. So to fulfill the law, you're hearing it.
I don't think I'm sure.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I don't think I opened the public meeting.
Not yet. After me.
Yeah. After you get through. After I get through. Okay. Any other questions for me?
So one question on the new zone you would create, the RE15. You left the width either at 85 or 100, and that was one thing you wanted us to decide on.
Correct. Because to me,
what are some of the ramifications of that, or what's?
Say I have a property that's 160 feet wide, and I want to split it in half and sell, you know, to my kid. If you allow it to be 100 feet, I'm not going to be able to. If you get it down to 80-something, then I probably could. So that's really the only difference. In most cases, again, the zone from the Weber County side required 100-foot street frontage. So if they didn't have that already, they're in a non-conforming status. I don't think there was any that were less than 85. So if you went down to 85, then it would, you know, help cover those properties that are less than 100.
And just make sure everything's in conformance from
right.
the get-go.
Yeah. But again, if they didn't have 100 feet in Weber County, they were already non-conforming. So if you say, no, let's just keep it at 100, similar to what Weber County has, they're not changing anything. Still the same lot width or lot size and lot width. If you allow it to go down to 85, the only reason why I said 85 is because our R115 zone has 85-foot street frontage. So that one is, I don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak, and so I'll let you guys kind of debate that one and make a recommendation. But the others were, you know, setbacks were very similar, so we just kept them. So.
Since I understand this ordinance that we're supposed to vote on tonight is trying to keep all the rights that the people have that are in the unincorporated area, the rights that they have with Weber County, they would have those same set of rights here in Roy. Is that correct?
And for most part. There are, again, there are a few that were not included.
And also that it is running with the land, meaning they can sell it and it can be sold with those rights contiguous and not a non-conforming use, which can be vacated by a period of time, usually a year. For example, you have horses on your property and you decide you don't want horses for a while and you go for more than a year, then there are no more horses on that property. But the way that this is being written, there would still, even if you didn't do it for a year, you would still be allowed to have horses or sell it. Is that correct or not?
No.
Yeah.
Again, the state statutes are the one that kind of dictate non-conforming uses and non-conforming rights. So you have to voluntarily have it gone for a year or more. So if I have horses on there for 6 months out of the year, then I move them to a different pasture for 4 months, and then I bring them back, there wasn't a year vacancy. So the rights still continue. It's also if I move the horses off for 2 years and nothing else comes on it, then I've lost those rights. So.
And how would those be designated? So if we had, you know, if we allowed 4 horses, but they had 6, how would that be? Would they need to come in and notify the city that they have the additional horses that are in non-conforming?
Yeah, and I'll, once the council adopts this and says, yes, they're going to be part of the city, I'll send out a letter saying, okay, if you know, if they say you can only have 4 horses, and I know it's an issue, but for example, only 2 dogs, and you have 3 dogs, because the county allows 3, just send me what you've got. We'll verify that it was legal in the county, make it a non-conforming, put it in their house file. So 2 years from now, when I'm gone, and Jacqueline still has 3 dogs, and someone calls on her and say, hey, they're only supposed to have 2, they can pull the house file and say, no, she's got a non-conforming right to have 3 dogs. And you know, the person complaining just has to, hate to say it this way, live with it. But those are rights that they have. So the non-conforming rights, again, I'll just send out a letter asking, just very similar to the boundary line adjustment with Hooper City. Those 9 property owners, I sent out a letter and said, okay, let me know what you've got. I've received them all, so now I'm verifying with Hooper City what was legal, and we'll go from there. So same process will happen here.
Any other questions? Then I will entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Yes. Meeting is now open to the public. If you wish to speak to us, please come up to the microphone here in front of us and state your name and your address, and then tell us what you want us to consider. So anybody that wants to come up, please do so.
My name is Ed Wicklund. My address is 2449 West, 4000 South, building number 2. I'm an A1, one of the 2 individual property owners. Main concern or question I have, in the past, business license by Roy City was forbidden in that area because it wasn't located on a paved street 60 feet wide with curb and gutter. That street, it's a right-of-way. Each property owner designated 30 feet wide gravel maintained strip. Am I going to be denied when I come into Roy City the right to get a business license because it's not a paved street?
You want to answer that now or do you want to wait?
No, I'll after.
After, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say, we'll answer.
Yeah. He's written it down. After we finished all the public comment, Mr. Parkinson will address each one of your concerns, and he will tell you the answer to your question.
Okay, great. Just concerned is all. Thank you.
I understand. Anyone else want to give us some insight? Tell us what you think.
Catherine Greenwald, 5302 South, 3450 West. All along, we have not discussed not having, being able to have the animals. We don't have large animals right now. We're on a half acre, A1. But when we sell that property, we want it to have the ability to have, that person that buys it can have the two large animals. That's been the discussion all along. It's never said that. That's what we were against from the beginning when you said, no, if you don't have them right now, after a year, nobody can ever have them. That grandfathering in isn't what we discussed. We said we wanted that to be able to go forward, whether we have them now or not.
They're an allowed use now in Weber County.
They're allowed use now. I could go get two horses right now, but I don't have them.
But you don't have them.
And
okay.
I'm not going to have them, but if I sell the property, I want that as an option for the people to buy it. So that's my concern.
Same thing I told Mr. Weakland. At the end of this, Mr. Parkinson will address that. We have a lot of people here. Does anybody else want to come up and say something? I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we close the public hearing.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Who motioned?
Motion.
I second.
Wow. Sorry, wasn't prepared for that. To answer Mr. Weakland's concern, I haven't heard that we wouldn't allow. Because again, if Weber County's issuing you a business license and you have access, to me, yeah, a 30-foot easement isn't ideal, but it's what you've got, right? So I don't see why you couldn't have a business license. So to me, my recommendation to the council is, if you can get one from the county, let's give them one from the city. You'd be operating as a commercial business for automotive repair. You know, eventually someone's gonna probably buy you guys out and put a road down there, but until that time, I mean, I know we have, I found a house behind Cap Auto. I didn't know it existed and has no driveway, but it's like, really? So to me, I'd like to see why they didn't or wouldn't give you one, but to me, it's, you know, if you're legal
in the past, that's why the concern is.
If you're legal in Weber County, you're going to be legal on this, and so business license would be that aspect.
For that particular topic, then, would it be in his interest to have a non-conforming?
I'm sorry. Would you please stand up? And if we're recording this, there's a record. We need your name, address, and say what you need to say.
Jacqueline Thompson. 5084 South, 3550 West, unincorporated. The question is does he need to have some sort of a non-conforming documentation on file for his property because of that, simply from a business license perspective, even though it's not necessarily a zoning problem?
We could give him one. It would be non-conforming to access.
Okay.
But
would that work? Something that's on file with the city so that you have permanent documentation of what you're doing now and that the city acknowledges that's in place?
Just have, thank you. Have just one other question. That entire group.
Repeat your name again.
We're not videoing. We're sorry. Recording.
Well, I thought you had may be videoing.
My name again is Ed Weakland, 2449 West, 4000 South, building number 2, area number 1. I apologize for not following your procedure.
It's not
the
law. Go ahead.
In area 1, A1, there are about a dozen properties on that strip that I guess is about 6 properties. They're all zoned light manufacturing. Every one of them.
Okay.
They're paying property taxes on that property, which is higher than residential. Yet they can't get a business license because they're not on a paved road. Are those individuals going to be allowed the same right as I do, because I was in the county and could get it.
Right. Since they're already in Roy, I'll have to talk to the council to see if those individuals would. But I know from the standpoint of the islands coming in, it's always been stated, at least to me from the council, that if you were legal in Weaver County, you're going to be legal in Roy. So even though you may, they may not be able to get it for some reason and have to go look at it, you will be able to because you're coming in. But we'll, I can look at those others that are south of you.
My perspective is somebody doesn't think that a 30-foot wide maintained gravel road is sufficient for access. However, Roy City every five, since for the last 5 years, has asked us for permission to use that road for Roy Days. So if it's good enough for Roy Days, it should be good enough for everybody else. Thank you very much.
Now, Greenweld?
Wald,
sorry, A, not E, okay. Animal rights, the way that the ordinance is written is very similar to our RE20. As long as you have 20,000 square feet, you get two horses. If you have an acre beyond that, you get two more horses, and so on and so on. So if you have a half acre, you've got rights for two horses.
That'll never change.
Will never change. Okay?
That's the reason we're speaking. What if we have a little less than a half acre, and that's in our code when we bought the house?
How big?
She's 0.46.
0.46?
That's going down.
I think that's 20,000 at least.
She's R15.
Right. Yeah. But you can go bigger than that. So, get with me and we can verify exactly, okay?
Yeah, she's 20,756.
Yeah, so.
You're good.
You're good.
So, well, my question is,
I'm going to have to insist that you come up here and speak into the microphone so the recording gets all of the information and.
Sorry, this meeting is
I want to know your name and address.
When we talked to the mayor months ago, Gloria Savam, 5309 South, 3675 West.
Thank you.
That was the main thing that we said we would go into Roy for, was to be able to keep what our covenants were when we bought the property.
Yeah. And that's one thing that Jacqueline and I were working on, is to make sure you guys still have the same rights transferring over.
But if you don't have a horse now, and you decide when you sell that you want to, you know, have
right.
those rights for the one who buys, then that's what we were all expecting.
Right. And again, okay. the way the ordinance is written, 20,000 square feet is the minimum, and you can have two horses. So if you have, Jacqueline verified that you have larger than that, so even if you don't have horses now, you can still sell it and have those rights with it.
Okay.
Just because Jacqueline Thompson, 5084 South, 3550 West, just because of the conversation on the non-conforming rights and the clarification, I think some of the folks in the audience here are confused as to what's actually happening right now. The point of this meeting is for them to propose zoning to the city council so that we can maintain our current zoning rights. So even though right now it's not allowed in Roy City, the changes that they're proposing will allow it in Roy City should we be annexed in.
And that was my whole objective, was to try to make it. And again, a few uses will fall away. Chinchilla raising, I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to
they
do it.
They thought I was kidding about chinchillas.
No, it's in there. But I think you had to have 2 or 3 acres.
Yeah, something big.
And there was one or two of the properties that had that size but weren't doing it. So I went, okay, I'm going to push that one aside. But.
Is there anybody else that wants to speak at this time?
Yeah.
So. All right, then, is there a motion to
I need to clarify what yeah. What is it we have to do? We
so,
have to do these separate?
Yeah, so we need to do two motions. The first is to create the RE15 as Steve has outlined, and then the second one would be to recommend the zoning in the different areas 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as it's outlined. So we need two separate ones.
So with that motion, we have to designate the width, right?
Yes, with the zone, the RE15 zone. Yeah.
So if I understood you correctly, it's actually to the landowner's advantage if we make it 85,
mm-hmm.
so that they, if they've got a lot that's big enough, they can split it into two lots.
Plus, it also brings most of them into a
state. Because there were a few that were under 100.
Make it 85.
Yeah, I think 85 is fine.
Then I will entertain a motion for...
For the zone itself.
For the zoning itself.
I will motion that we add the RE15 zone.
With
the 85? With the 85 foot width.
As outlined in the...
As outlined in the document.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second it.
Yes. Commissioner Cowley.
Aye.
Commissioner Spar?
Aye.
Commissioner Karas?
Aye.
Commissioner Ashby?
Aye.
Commissioner Collins?
Aye.
Commissioner Brand?
Aye.
Commissioner Payne?
Aye.
Vote passes 7-0.
Okay. We have
now you're voting on the zoning.
Vote on the zoning of
RE15
through 6.
Now, are we going to do 2 through 6 as RE15? Is that what the intent is?
Yeah, I would. So you can make a motion that Area 1 gets rezoned or zoned light manufacturing, Area 2 through 6 is RE15.
Okay.
I mean, it's that simple.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to move. That way, zone Area 1, light manufacturing, Areas 2 through 6 is RE15, as stated in the document.
So you're going to rezone 1 to light manufacturing and not leave it manufacturing?
Give them, let them vote first.
Yeah, we're voting. You can't interrupt.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Commissioner Ashby.
Aye.
Commissioner Brand.
Aye.
Commissioner Collins.
Aye.
Commissioner Cowley.
Aye.
Commissioner Karas.
Aye.
Commissioner Payne.
Aye.
Commissioner Spar.
Aye.
7-0. Answer the question. We don't have a manufacturing zone right there. The only difference between manufacturing and light manufacturing, I think there was two or three uses. One was sexually oriented businesses, which is allowed in the manufacturing and not in light manufacturing, is the biggest one. The automobile repair and sales and stuff that you guys do is allowed in the light manufacturing.
What are the other two?
I'd have to look at the code to figure out exactly. But I can.
I was told I'd be given a copy of the code last week and still haven't received it.
I can give you a copy tonight. Okay.
Then we'll move on to item number 5, is to consider a request to amend the site plan for the Sunridge Assisted Living Center located approximately 3673 West and 5600 South.
There is a proponent for that. I'm not...
You're not the proponent this time?
No.
Okay. Is someone here to talk to us about this?
Come on up, sir.
Name right and certain.
Nope. Come on, there we go.
My name is Nate Boswell. I'm one of the owners of Sunridge Assisted Living Center, 3650 or 3673 West, 5600 South. When we originally applied for the site plan, we had a few parking stalls that we were going to put towards the east side of the lot. And that was our idea. And then UDOT said, no, we can't have that extra access onto 5600. And so we eliminated that, and then we applied for our site plan with Roy City. And after discussing, we went back to UDOT, and UDOT actually approved now that access with some limitations. For example, we have to have a gate, and we can only have full-time employees parked back there, so there's not a lot of traffic going in and out. on 5600. And that's why we're here, in essence, is to come back to Roy City and see if we can approve the original site plan that we were wanting, but we changed, obviously. So we want to go back to the original site plan that we were hoping for with Roy City.
Does that original site plan include the gate that you got required?
Did it? Yes. Steve, it did. Yes. Yeah. And it's just the fire lane. That area is just the fire lane. We just want to add the parking stalls. And this will just enable us to get those extra few stalls to provide for our resident family members to come and visit.
Parking students, staff?
As you mentioned, originally they would like to have had those, but when do you understand? It's definitely a Monday. When they originally went to UDOT, because again, they had to get a UDOT approval for any accesses onto that road. The one to the that's higher up was approved, and the lower one was approved as a crash gate fire access only. The first site plan we received was just like the one that was approved. But they had one before that that they took to UDOT, and UDOT says, no, you're not going to get an access with parking stalls. So they brought the site plan that was approved as was, but they continued with UDOT fighting that because they wanted some extra parking stalls, especially for that unit that's there on the end is a little different than the rest of the assisted living. I think it's for...
It's memory care.
Memory care.
For Alzheimer's.
So these individuals would be only the employees that have an access to that crash gate to open and close it, and it'd only be those eight cars coming and going. So after some persistence with UDOT, UDOT says, okay, you got to go to this director to get it approved. He said, yeah, I don't see a problem, and approved it. So they're wanting to amend their site plan to add these stalls. The crash gate will still be there, so people won't, you know, everybody won't be using it. It's just those particular individuals that will be doing it. I haven't gotten back all the comments from fire department and stuff like that on, you know, do they meet what they need or meet the size and stuff, but in essence, to staff, it only makes sense. If UDOT's going to allow them, I'm going to take full advantage of UDOT and give them some more parking stalls. So staff would recommend approval of the amendment to the site plan.
Any questions?
Is it
there?
So.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And this is you're just approving, no recommendations. Questions?
Any questions?
I move that we approve the site plan as mentioned.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? If there's none, it passes. Move on to item number 6. This is to consider a request for a site plan and architectural approval for Burger King, located at approximately 5370 South 1900 West. Is the proponent of this item present?
Hi, Jason Wolf. Address is 1185 West 3050 South Ogden, Utah. So, we're hoping tonight to get the site plan approval conditional upon replatting some of the property prep. But the general site plan approval of a Burger King, they're going to take an existing restaurant and convert it to a Burger King at that address. So there's some, we really need to get the site approval through you guys so that when the time comes and the property's been handled as far as ownership, that we don't, you know, need to go through all the processes starting at that point, as we'd like to convert that building this year, and obviously times weather is of essence. although it doesn't seem like it, so we're worried about it.
It's getting that time.
The reason we're doing some restructuring of the property is because we're proposing to add in a dual order taking, and that existing is a single order taking. So we extend the property line to allow for one order taking at the menu, and then a bypass lane on the exit around the building. The elevations of the building are pretty much the same that you see on all other Burger Kings. We've recently built the one down on 1900 West and 2550, and the contractor here behind me, Kip, built one. I don't know the address, but used to be. Kip, what was that place? Anyway. Sonic. It was the old Sonic out by Walmart.
No.
So our elevations and material, do you have that picture? Very similar. You know, we do what we could do. It's basic corporate standard. So we'd ask for that conditional approval tonight so that when the time comes and the property is exchanged hands, that we've got that behind us and we can move forward.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's a very simple, it's just an existing building. I think La Frontera was there before, a little Mexican restaurant. So they're just going to take the existing building and modify the exterior and, of course, the interior. There are some changes to the site plan from existing. But as he mentioned, they're just going to add a second drive aisle for ordering. So that will kind of, when they have to do some things, but from a site plan standpoint, it meets the ordinance for car stacking, it meets the ordinance for parking, it meets the ordinance for those type of things. There are some conditions in the staff report, mostly because DRC hasn't finished their review, so we don't know everything that's going to be concerning there from an engineering standpoint. So staff would just make recommendations on those conditions that are mentioned in the staff report. But site plan and elevations. I didn't bring in the building materials and colors because we had one just recently down on 4800 South and 3500 West that was just converted. The exact same colors, same materials as there. So staff would recommend approval of the remodeling and site plan of the Burger King.
So this will require two motions also, right?
Yes. One for architecture and one for site.
Okay. Is there a motion for the site plan?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the site plan review with the conditions stated in the staff report.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? There being none, the site plan is approved. Is there a motion for architectural approval for the Burger King?
I'd like to recommend that we approve the architectural review with the conditions stated in the staff report.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's approved. Item number 7 is to consider a request for a site plan and architectural approval for Absolute Auto, located at approximately 3399 South, 1900 West. Is the proponent of this item here?
Todd Johnson. You want my home address or?
Yeah.
Home address, 1177 East 24th North, Lake Utah. Came before the city, or before the planning commission a couple of years ago, got the site plan and architectural plan approved, but didn't get a chance to get it done, so we're just back to get it reapproved so we can get it.
As I understand it, this is going to be similar to the building you already had existing on the
exactly
property.
Exactly the same color.
And it's contiguous next to it,
yes, sir.
Correct? Okay, not like Google says, like 4 miles away from the
middle. It's right next to it, literally.
All right. Are there any questions for Mr. Johnson? Steve?
As you mentioned, this is a site plan and architectural that came before the Planning Commission in July of 2016. As you mentioned, if you look at the site plan, the building down on the bottom and then to the my right, your left, There's a building exactly the same that's going to be built. Same colors, same materials, and what have you. The site plan is very similar to what they had approved in 2016. So they're just looking, because the time frame, you only have 12 months, and things got to progress on and get built. We just kind of...
Just drugged my feet, to be honest with you.
Busy. I know his daughter, so... But he's just looking for reapproval so he can get this project going. Again, unfortunately, DRC hasn't finished it. Their review, I don't think it will take very long, because they're just going to look at their old ones and see if there are any changes and then go on. So just make a condition on the DRC comments. So this will take two approvals as well.
Right.
Okay, is there a motion to consider the site plan?
I'll make a motion. We approve the site plan review with the conditions stated in the staff report.
All in favor, say aye.
Second.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get out of here. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Then we'll entertain a motion for architectural approval for Absolute Auto located at approximately 3399 South, 1900 West. Is there a motion?
We approve the architectural review with the conditions stated in the staff report.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it's approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then there were two. Three.
So, this is item number 8. It's the commissioner's minute. Does any of the commissioners have anything that they want to bring before the board today? There being nothing, we will move on to item number 9, which is the staff update. Mr. Parkinson.
First, make sure everybody got their tablets. No one had an issue like Jason did. I think it was a user error, but his heated up and just went crazy. So hopefully everybody's been able to get it on and work. And if you have any issues, let me know. I can have you talk to Mark, the IT guy. I don't know anything about it.
I'll let my people talk to you.
Yes. Other than that, there was one question that I wanted to bring to this body. You can either say yes or you'd like it, or no, you wouldn't. The city council, starting in October, changed their meetings from 6 o'clock to 5:30. The question is would you guys want to do that same thing? Is it feasible? Would you be able to be here? What they're looking for is just consistency with all the bodies. So doesn't mean we have to. We can be different.
I prefer 6.
Okay.
Don't care one way.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I'm retarded.
We'll just keep it the same.
And if it causes a conflict, then we can
Well, I mean, I don't want to say 5:30 and people have to leave work early or can't get here on time and
it's
stuff.
It's more difficult to get here at 5:30 here.
So I think it gives more people an opportunity to come, quite honestly, if it's at 6 versus 5:30.
Okay. We could be Ogden and start it at 4.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Helps those that are retired, but not those employed. But, yep, 6 is fine. I just wanted to bring it up and see if you guys had any issues. Do you guys have any questions on some of the projects that we've looked at and approved?
I know one got denied again at the council level.
It was the subdivision plat for the property over there on 4000 in Midland. It wasn't denied, it just wasn't voted. Three people abstained their vote. They've been spoken to and told them that it's a subdivision, as long as they meet the legal requirements of the ordinance, it's got to be approved. So it's going to be on the next agenda and should be approved. The other issue was the site plan language. I wasn't, unfortunately, there at the meeting, so I wasn't exactly sure what they were concerned with, but talking with Andy was just, they thought the site plan requirements for food trucks was still a little stringent. I'm not sure how I can reduce it even anymore and still get what I need, but Andy said he's kind of gone through it and wordsmithed it. That's a phrase. But again, we still need to know where it's going to be in relationship, and so measurements will still need to be have, but we'll talk about that next Tuesday with the council and go from there. Other than that, most everything is plugging along. You saw Warren's go belly up.
Boy, that didn't take long, did it?
No. Click Clack is quick, and they're quacking. They've already got the footing and foundation for it. So
they're going to be open before the one by the Burger Bar.
Yeah. Burger Bar, they ran into some issues. They put the paint color that was approved on the material, and it turned it a different color. So I don't know if it was just the material in the back that didn't like the paint or what have you. So you notice it kind of got done and then repainted it. So it's back to the colors that you guys approved, because they didn't like the ones that showed up. So they weren't sure if it was just the wrong paint or a chemical reaction to the material or what have you, but they weren't happy as well. But it is what it is, right? So.
Anything else?
I can't think of much.
I'd like to Thomas Foot. I appreciate him being here tonight. It's always nice to see the shining face of an attorney.
I think you're one of the.
Maybe that's personal.
I would say I think you're one of the few who would say that, Mr. Brad.
I can see you.
He's prejudiced. Yeah.
Well, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Second to the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, you can stay.
Wow. And I would have lost money.
No, wait, maybe it's the other button. There we go.